Hello, everybody, on Coronation Day. Would you believe it? Once in a lifetime for me, certainly. And I imagine it's the same for many others. I watched it today. Paul has watched it. Our podcast with Paula, 2 hours we did, went live last night. It's had a fantastic reception. People still watch it like crazy. And please support Paula by subscribing to her YouTube channel. The link is at the top of the description box below this video if you're watching it on YouTube. And we didn't have any notice for Paula today. Matthew postponed until tomorrow, and Paula's come on with such short notice. Really appreciate that. And please subscribe to her channel. She's doing phenomenally over there. There's far more videos over there with far more details on the questions you're going to ask. So today we're going to be talking about the coronation, of course. And we're going to be taking your questions, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever you are watching the world. We've got them all coming up on our screen. So thanks for being with us, and huge thank you to Paula. And what did you, have you, did you, how much of it have you watched, Paula?
I actually saw all of it. Well, up to, I had to go to the farm because, I'm a farmer, so I got up at 3 a.m. to watch it here. So, I usually get up at 4:30, so it wasn't that much of a stretch. So, yeah, I got up at 3 to watch it. I saw all the way up to when he left the church. And then on my phone, I was watching it live, while I was going over there. I had a friend of mine drive because I usually drive myself, and so I wanted to watch, but it's kind of hard to get reception or at the farm. So yeah, so I didn't see the fly at the balcony that much. I did see it afterwards.
What did you think about the arrival of Harry?
Awkward, I must say. It was very, very awkward, and we have to thank Princess Anne's feather for sticking a hit, for doing its duty for the country. The feather did its duty for king and country. Meghan had the candle and Harry had the feather. It's really funny. I'm serious.
Harry.
I thought I was seeing things, because but then I thought, something wrong, and it's the feather, that covered basically all of Harry's face. I thought I had to have my glasses retried again.
Harry is a seasoned person of, attending events, and he looked rattled, didn't he?
I don't know if he took a leaf out of Meghan Markle's or he was very well instructed. Because he was giggling and smirking like an idiot, even when nobody was looking at him. It was something so weird. It's like making faces, trying to, he's not 4 years old or 5 years old like Prince Louis. He's a almost 40-year-old man. And it's like, it was weird. And that they published what he was wearing. He was wearing Dior. So Dior already published on their website that they were very pleased to dress the Duke. So I guess Harry's learning from Meghan also to publicize his clothes, and I thought it was awkward. I thought it put the people in a very awkward position situation, because in an even more awkward situation, because the whole thing was really awkward with Camilla. But and then you have Harry to the mix, and people, you can see people didn't want to look at him, and then he's waving at people like everybody, as the people are, he entered it as very jovially saying hi, I don't know if he knows that he's not popular, but he just doesn't care, or I really don't know. It was really weird. How about you? What did you think?
I think it's rooted in nervousness. He knew the whole world was watching him and he was trying to act cool, but you could see that the root cause of it underneath was an insecurity. I'm looking at the headlines now and they're showing him even, he's got the same grin on his face at Heathrow Airport just before he's jetting off back to LA. Prince Harry was seen smiling as he arrived at Heathrow just an hour after leaving the coronation, jetting back to LA in a whirlwind trip to see his father crown king. I
I
mean,
mean,
so
I
he
don't
was.
understand why he attended at all. I don't know if it was Charles' whim that whatever Charles wants, Charles gets, you know, because I don't understand. I mean, this is Mr. Environment, both the father and the son. They both claim to love the environment. Yet Harry, they said, yeah, he took a commercial flight, what they say. Why add such a just to come and sit at a ceremony for what, an hour and a half? When it wasn't something that was mandatory nor life and death. I don't know. This is what I don't like, the hypocrisy of it all. It's really, really weird.
The news is claiming he had to rush back in time for son Archie, who turned 4 today.
Please, you know, Meghan Markle could have come to the United Kingdom and with the children, and they could have had a lovely birthday party or a little birthday celebration, because I don't know if it's true, but I think he was invited to the private luncheon that they had at the palace. Why not have Archie there with the little girl, with the cousins and with the rest of the family? I guess they couldn't film it for Netflix, so this is why Meghan Markle didn't go. No, I'm serious. I mean, Meghan Markle has to start merchandising those children.
Definitely.
It was the weirdest thing. And then, you know, people keep talking that he's not in the outs with Beatrice and Eugenie. They look pretty chummy to me. I don't know about you. Did you see that? There are laughs and giggles, you know. It's I don't know.
Yeah, in comparison to the stoic expression of King Charles, Camilla remained pretty stoic until she started fiddling with the hat.
The crown?
The crown. I mean,
You mean the you know, I almost got one. I almost got one. I almost got one, John, but you know, you got me off guard. Now I have to get it tomorrow. But
of course.
you know, I have a theory about this, because did you see the comments on the BBC, Sky News and stuff, the ones that allow comments?
I was watching comments on various
Pretty brutal.
YouTube broadcasts, really brutal comments.
I can guarantee you that had it been Princess Diana there, the whole of the United Kingdom and the entire world, this would have not been a low-key coronation. I firmly believe that it was not Charles that wanted a low-key coronation, but he was given one and was told to have one, because he knows. I mean, it is, can you imagine the moment where Prince William knelt before him, had his mother been the one also being crowned queen? You know, there wouldn't be any, how do you say, controversy about what to call her, because everybody would have loved to call her Queen Diana. It's just my opinion, you know. I know many viewers will say, well, Camilla has earned it. I don't see how she's earned it. But, you know, I
Let's
don't.
ask. Let's ask the viewers, Paula. So, viewers, do you think that Camilla, if you think Camilla has earned the title queen, put a one in the chat. If you think that Camilla should have remained queen consort, put a two in the chat. And if you've got any questions for Paula, put them in the comments wherever you are watching this in the world. We do appreciate
I can't see the
your
comments, so I don't know what they're.
input. Yeah, so people are putting in twos mostly.
What are the
Twos. Mostly twos. That she should have remained queen consort, not qu become queen. Yeah, it's about
know, and I'm not being
95%.
hateful here. I'm not being hateful. I swear to God, I'm not being hateful, but it's just that I am a Catholic, you know, I'm a Catholic myself. I'm not a
Yeah.
fanatic. I'm not a fanatic. I swear to you, I'm not a fanatic, but I like I respect certain rules of the church, you know. So Camilla, and you can order it. I think you still can. You can order the document because it's public record. There was a meeting with the heads of the church because Charles was championing to be married in a church ceremony with Camilla. So all the archbishops and everybody, the bishops had to get together. And they gave a document because I don't know if you know that the Church of England allows marriage for divorced people if they meet four criteria, right?
No, I didn't know that.
There's they have yes, they you can get married. They can they will marry you if you meet, as long as you don't fall in either of these four categories. So Charles tried to desperately. And the church said that the reason why they refused to marry them in a church ceremony was because Camilla is considered, as per the church, an adulterer. Because Charles was a widow by that time, you know, Princess Diana died. But Camilla's husband's still alive, and it was considered that the dissolution of Camilla's marriage was due to the adultery. So the Church of England could not marry Charles with Camilla for that reason, because she's an adulterer as per the Church of England. So it was pretty amazing to see a woman who's being declared an adulterer by the Church of England being crowned by the Archbishop.
Wow. You've got a question from Chris here, Paula, and he wants to know if Charles should have been allowed to marry Camilla before he had to marry Diana.
I don't think he was ever stopped from marrying Camilla. I think that's a myth story that people are putting in there. If you go back and really look at the history, and I've actually my channel, I posted quite a few things about Camilla had a campaign of 7 years after Andrew Parker Bowles because she was desperately trying to marry him. It took her 7 years to marry Andrew Parker Bowles. She was desperately in love with him. So she campaigned for 7 years to marry him. She was happily married. She started dating Charles when Andrew Parker Bowles, who, you know, started dating Princess Anne. That's also documented. I mean, we're not inventing, we say in Spanish, abuelada, the cold water here. We're not inventing ice here. You know, this is public domain. What people are trying to do now is try to rewrite the narrative so it doesn't look or sound unsavory. So people can feel good about the coronation kind of thing, or and people say, well, she makes him happy. She's always made him happy, in spite of people's misery. I think that she's always made him happy at the expense of other people's misery. So
You've got an objection from Angela Thompson here, Paula, and Angela is saying, no, Charles wasn't a widow, Paula. He was still a divorcee. Just because Diana died, he was still divorced.
you know what? I understand that, and I actually, you know what? I actually did ask that because I wrote to the Church of England, and they did give me an explanation. It's too bad that I don't have it here. I'm gonna look for that email. And as per the eyes of the church, Charles, even though he was divorced legally, per the eyes of the church, he was not divorced. So until Princess Diana died, it's the same thing in the Catholic Church. It is kind of thing. He was a widow because, for example, I don't know about that because this is the explanation I got. Because I said, why are you calling Camilla the adulterer? I said, I wrote back to them. I said, why are you calling Camilla the adulterer? Charles was the adulterer too, you know? And they said, yeah, but his wife had died. So in the eyes of the church, for example, in the Catholic Church, they don't believe in divorce. You can't get divorced. You have to have an annulment instead. You know, Camilla also was married in the church of in the Catholic Church with Andrew Parker Bowles. So technically, Camilla, as per the church rules of the Catholic faith, she's still married to Andrew Parker Bowles. They needed to annul the marriage in order for her to marry. It is what it is. You know who did that? Princess Caroline of Monaco. when you know she was married by with this old guy when she was very young, right? And then she met Kasaragi, the guy that died, the father of her three children. And she wanted to marry him in the church ceremony. So she applied to the Vatican to have her first marriage annulled. Unfortunately, came way past the time, you know, after he had died, but it took quite a few years. So in the eyes of the Catholic faith, Camilla still married to Andrew Parker Rules.
Next question is from Samantha. Will plans now be made for William's coronation?
You know, I don't know. I mean, Samantha, it's quite weird because I don't know, I've been watching some people talk and I saw this interview with Robert Jobson and this very well-known photographer who takes pictures, and they were both disagreeing, whatever, about the same guy. And then this woman is saying, oh, it's too bad, you know, because they're talking. Mr. Jobson was actually given very good advice, saying that the palace should not be sitting complacently in their bottoms, because the majority of the young population in the United Kingdom are not, don't believe in monarchy, or we're not very happy with this, you know, what's happening. And then the woman said, this is where Meghan Markle and Harry would have made the difference, you know, and because they're such a young couple. And I started thinking, wait a minute, Meghan is 41. She's actually older than this. She's like 6 or 7 months older than Catherine, you know. So why do they keep calling them young? I don't know, Sam, if there's going to be any plans. I think that the monarchy, with the cl this is just my feelings, please, okay? With the climate that it is, the unpopularity that it is, the baggage that Charles has and Camilla, the monarchy would have, I mean, it would have been something completely different had the government, had the parliament offered them the throne to William and Catherine. You know, I think they're the perfect age, then the, you know, 40s. It's a perfect age, I think. And it would have been hugely popular. I don't know if they'll get there the way things are going right now. I don't, and depends what Charles does. He's very, very unpopular. Did you see him in the balcony? His face was so tired. There was no happiness there, you know. It's not like when the Queen was crowned. Remember that she came out to the balcony? It was happiness everywhere.
All right, so to the viewers then, we've got 400 in the live right now. Please support Paula M. And moderators, please put a link to Paula's YouTube channel in the chat, in the
I
live
went,
chat.
I
And
went.
so the
Let me see.
next question is from Derry. I wonder if situations would be very different for William and Harry if Diana was crowned queen today.
I would have gotten up. I would have been wearing a crown. Let me tell you that. Because I'm a big Diana fan. You know, I loved her very, very much. I loved her flaws. I love how open and honest she was about her flaws. And this is the thing that gets me, that Prince Charles, and they're trying to make this lovey-dovey story, you know, instead of saying, yeah, you know, we screwed up, we apologize, you know, yeah, you know, I should have owned up to it, I should have man up. I don't think we would have a Meghan Markle had Princess Diana been alive, to tell you the truth. I actually made a comment because one of my subscribers left the most amazing comment, Sean. I don't know what you think about this. Because I was talking about, you know, Meghan and how easy it was for her. It took her less than a year, really, to infiltrate the monarchy, reach its highest echelons, and basically grab everything she could and took off with it, trashing everybody on her way out, right? So one of my subscribers left a comment saying, my goodness, it was hard. Hollywood had more standards than their own family. She could never, you know, she could never conquer Hollywood, because Hollywood has higher standards, basically, than the monarchy, than the British monarchy. It was so funny. I don't think we would have a Meghan Markle, and I don't think Harry would be as wounded as he is right now, because most of the world is saying that he's the way he is. because of the death of his mother.
Which brings us to a question from Faye. How did Meghan get married in the church in white to Harry?
How? Because she has no shame. That's how. No, I'm just kidding, Faye. I'm just kidding. But really, she has no shame. I mean, she was even wearing a veil. I mean, this is her second or third marriage. You know, depends who you ask. Well, she has never been married in church, contrary to what people think. When she married Trevor Engels, has a ceremony in Jamaica or something like that, you know, and it was she dressed in white with a dress very similar to the one of Princess Catherine, you know, what that she wore after, you know, in her wedding day. But it wasn't a church ceremony, and she converted pretty quickly to the Catholic Church of England. You know, she was even baptized in record time. So this is how she was able to marry Harry.
Next question is from Evelyn. Do her children get folded into the royal aspects by marriage? Do they get titles and roles?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they get roles because, you know, they don't get any roles as far as we know, but they do have titles already. They're prince and princess of the empire of the United Kingdom, as Meghan likes to boast about, you know, that she's the mother of Princess Lily and Prince Archie, and that she's that duchess, you know. So they already have titles. I don't know why they were given the prince and princess titles. You know, and that's another thing that I'm looking into, whether because Lily is an American citizen in the United States, Article 13, if I'm not mistaken, says that no citizen of the Republic can hold any titles, foreign titles. I don't know if you
And
know this, but Jamie Lee Curtis, you know who the actress is? She's a
yep.
baroness or something like that, but she only uses her title when she comes to the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow. Have you got any questions for Paula? Put them in the chat wherever you are watching this in the world. Angela has brought up some historical information.
Oh my goodness.
Henry VIII set up the Church of England because he was Catholic and he wanted a divorce. Princess Michael of Kent, Catholic, had her first marriage annulled because she had to get the Pope's permission.
Yep, exactly. That's absolutely true. But even in the Church of England, you still have to have your marriage annulled in the Church of England, which can be done pretty quickly, unlike the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church can take up years. I think that Princess Caroline, it took her almost 15 years to get her marriage annulled. You know, and this is because she didn't have any children with that guy. I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember. But yeah, I mean, you know, I was very underwhelmed about the whole thing. I thought it was shameful. I could see that the archbishops felt uncomfortable putting the crown on Camilla's head. You know, it wasn't any joyous thing. You know, she was like an afterthought, you know. But I understood why Meghan didn't want to attend the coronation. Now I got it, you know, because I think that Charles and made sure that the cameras were always on him and Camilla. So if you notice, there was very little footage of Catherine. I wanted to see Princess Catherine. If you look at it, it's not like other times when you see them coming in. I kept looking for Catherine, you know, walking in, and you know, she looks so beautiful with Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis. Oh, I wanted Prince Louis was so adorable, so well behaved in church. You know, too bad. So he behaved better than Harry for sure. You
So
know.
next question is from Tim Wilson, who wants to know your thoughts on Charles bringing Jimmy Savile in as a marriage guidance counselor.
It's pretty awful. I mean, it's pretty awful, you know. I always, and you know what, I always go where people say, but he didn't know. But then if you really read the things, he was cautioned by Scotland Yard. Scotland Yard wrote three or four times to Charles to tell him, listen, listen, sir. You know, the same thing happened with Peter Ball, the bishop. After he was kicked out of the Church of England, I mean, if he was kicked out of the Church of England, they don't do that lightly. And we know what's the worst part of that is that when Princess Diana refused to have Jimmy Savile as the counsel of the marriage counselor because she didn't trust him, she thought there was something off about that guy. I think he licked her hand once. She was branded insane, immature. I mean, she was vilified. It was horrible.
Next question is from Ray. Did Charles make phone calls to Camilla while he was on his honeymoon?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Also, some of the photos of him and Camilla fell out of one of the books. And when Diana picked one of the books to read, you know, and pictures of Charles and Camilla fell out of the book. And the night before they were at the palace, had a ball. The night before they did it at the palace. So when people tell me that, oh, he stopped seeing her, I mean, and I know what people say, well, why did she marry him? You know what? Any of us, I'm guilty of it. Any of us, when we see things that are not right, but we think, oh, when we get married, you know, things are going to change. And she believed him. He said to her that he had been a friend of his. And, you know, when you're in love, you want to believe it until, you know, things you realize that you're not going to change the guy. You're not going to, and you're not going to change because that's what people don't take into consideration, that neither of you are going to change. She wanted a husband, she wanted a loving husband. She wanted to have a family of her own. And this is what people don't take into consideration because Princess Diana came from a very broken home where the main figure, which is the mother, was removed by force. So when you don't have that maternal figure in your life and so broken, you really desperately want that for your kids. If you're a normal person, you know, you think, I'm going to do it differently this time. And Prince Charles reassured her that that was going to be the case. And of course, it wasn't. And unfortunately, she didn't have the tools because she was a kid, you know. She didn't have the emotional, psychological tools of how to handle that situation because she was overwhelmed, you know. So this is why she turned to bulimia. But she was not crazy, you know.
Well said. And next question is from Seago guitarist. I think they spent what 125 million on today. And the question relates to wealth inequality. Do you think they have any perspective on the cost of living crisis, or are they too far removed? It feels short-sighted to spend so much on this, considering.
You know had it been Prince William being crowned today with Catherine, it would have been worth it for this reason that I'm going to give you. It wasn't 125. I think it went a lot more. It was, I think, 125 million increase in security. Additional, that had to be, it came up to about 235 million pounds or something like that. Together, all total, there was an increase because of the security. You know, all these heads of state that didn't need to be part of the ceremony because it's the ceremony that the coronation is for the British people. So I didn't understand all those people there because that only increased the security that the taxpayers had to fund, you know. But I don't believe in having had this coronation for Charles. First, he's too old, he's 75.
Yep,
He's
I hear that.
75. I really do believe there has to be an age limit, even for taking the crown, you know, for being a king.
74.
He's 74, but well, yeah, he's going to be 75. Unfortunately, he's a Scorpio like me. His birthday.
Same here,
Hello?
I'm a Scorpio too. I'm a Scorpio as well.
No, so yeah, you're a Scorpio. I know, I saw that. But I think it was a waste of money to have a coronation for Charles that big because I don't think he'll be in the throne for that long. I don't think he was that popular. I don't think he brings anything positive to the table, in spite of what people are trying to twist around and say. Yes, there was a small boost But not in the long term. Not for, had it been William and Catherine, you would have seen a lot more people come to the United Kingdom. You would have seen a lot more people watch it.
Why do you think Joe Biden didn't come?
I don't think Joe Biden even knows he's president, to tell you the truth. Didn't he pass gas in front of Camilla the last time I long? That was, I mean, that guy. And you know, let me tell you something. I don't like how Catherine and William are becoming very political. The, how she posted a picture with herself and Jill Biden and the First Lady of Ukraine. I thought that was, that is not right. Because Jill Biden knows that her husband is not competent. She knows what's happening to her husband and she's allowing it. I don't think he's really the president of the United States. I think it's Obama and Bill Clinton with Hillary Clinton. And I think it's like a little committee with Nancy Pelosi ruling the United States at the moment, which is why they're fighting so hard against Trump. I'm not a pro-Trump person. People think I am because, you know, but it's just that what's happening in the United States is pretty terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
You
All right, next
know,
question. Next question is from Chris. Do you think that Diana would have stopped Meghan from marrying Harry?
if we go by what they're saying, that Harry was is broken down because his mother's death, that he turned to drugs because his mother's death. So if Diana, but Princess Diana had been alive, he wouldn't have done drugs. She would have spotted it because she was anti-drugs herself. She didn't even drink. She was teetotal, you know, she didn't drink. So what you would have had a much healthier Harry mentally. You know, I think I talked about it in, when I did the live with you about how Meghan only goes for weak prey, weak men, mentally and emotionally damaged men. So Harry would have been a much stronger person mentally. I mean, there's no way Meghan would have gotten near Harry. First of all, he was she wasn't even his type because he goes after blondes, you know. I, yeah.
All right, next question is from Cor. Why had Edward the Eighth had to abdicate by marrying a divorcee?
Well, because it's not allowed. Now, at the time, it wasn't allowed by the Church of England. Now, it's allowed to up to a certain point. And because if you, and this is, I did a video about this in my, and I actually pulled up the law. Technically, Charles is disqualified from being the King of England, succeeding the throne, because he married in a civil ceremony. Article 45 of the Marriages Act was never removed in spite. This is why the Lord Chancellor at the time, when he wanted to marry Camilla, they had to resort to using the EU human rights law because they said, oh, he has a right to get married. Nobody was saying that Charles couldn't get married. He can get married in a barn for all they care. You know, it's not a problem. But as the King of England, as the future King of England, in order to be able to succeed the throne, he needed to be married in the church ceremony. Because had Camilla qualified, and the church had said, yes, you know, she's not an adulterer. We can marry her. She can marry in a church ceremony. Then there wouldn't be a problem. Charles didn't get married like prior because he was fighting the church because he knew that one of the requirements in order for him to succeed, accede the throne. Is to be married in a church ceremony. This is why the House of Lords, one of the House of Lords said, wait a minute, we need to deal with this by maybe writing up a new bill or something to get around this. But of course it was ignored, but legally he's not really. The church said no. And what they're doing right now is a lot of sophistry. They're saying, well, you're denying him his human right to get married. No. He can get married, but he can't be the head of, because he can't be the head of the Church of England. I don't even know how they're doing that. You know, there's some sort of arrangement with Parliament that they did, a lot of wheeling and dealing because Charles technically can't be the King of England. Really, go look at it. It has never been removed. And they said that it's been removed by the registers. It really hasn't. And people don't like to talk about it. And I actually brought it up, and I actually got the law. It specifically says that senior royals in direct line of a succession cannot be married, are exempt from marrying in the civil ceremony because, of course, he's the head of, he has to be the head of the Church of England. How can he be the head of the Church of England when the Church of England refuses to marry him, you know?
All right, viewers, thank you for joining us. Almost 500 in the live right now, wherever you are watching this in the world. If you've got a question for Paula, please put it in the chat comments, and please subscribe to Paula's channel. It's in the description box on YouTube. Next question is from Mia Media Mogul. Is Harry going to be and become an American citizen, and why is he only allowed 16 visits per year to the UK?
Well, Mia, I didn't know he was only allowed 16 visits to the UK. I don't think there's any limit because he's a British citizen. Well, he's going to be lucky if he still is able to keep the visa after the Heritage Foundation is done with him. You know, I don't know if you saw the Black Belt barrister. He actually went through the claim. And the Homeland Security, the Homeland people for immigration said that they can't find Harry's files. Because when they asked for it, you know, and he goes out, well, we can't locate that file. So the Heritage Foundation in the legal document said, well, we'll be more than happy to come and help you look, you know, and they're really angry because basically they're stonewalling them. So it clearly there's something fishy going on there. And I think that Harry's going to be in a lot of trouble. So I don't think he'll be able to be a U.S. citizen if the Heritage Foundation, because the Heritage Foundation has sued the United States government for that, for disclosure of the visa form.
But if Meghan is a U.S. citizen and he's got kids with Meghan and he's living in California, doesn't that
it doesn't matter?
Doesn't it?
No, they can kick him. Are you kidding? Do you know the parents of those people? I hate to say this, okay, but the United States, if you're an illegal alien, a lot of times the pregnant women, they try to cross the border and they drop the children. They have birth, they give birth, right? It doesn't make the parent automatically a U.S. citizen. The child is a U.S. citizen for being born there, but not the parent. If the parent is an illegal, this is one of the biggest things that the Democrats they say, you know, well, it's not fair, but it's true. You know that in Canada, because I'm Canadian, second or third, how do you call it, generation, you're not automatically, your children are not automatically Canadian. And for example, Harry with Archie, Archie was born in the UK. And because Harry had been living there at the time, then yes, he became automatically a British citizen. But Lily, I don't think it's the same. I think they have to go through a process that he has to go to the British embassy and report the child and see if she qualifies for that. Because at the time, I think Harry had been away for 18 months or so officially out of the country. So I think you need to be not only a British citizen, but you need to be residing in the United Kingdom for a certain period of time. From what I read, you know. So, yeah.
Next question is from Psychedelic Fish. Do you think, as predicted by Nostradamus, Charles will abdicate and give up the throne to another unexpected monarch? Wow.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen because Charles, there's nothing on earth that stops Charles. I mean, this guy has been waiting, what, 50 years for this job? Yeah, you're going to have to pry it out of his cold fingers, you know, literally. Didn't Prince Philip said that the reason why they didn't want to abdicate is because they didn't want to give it to Charles. You know, that's why they hung around so long.
All right. Next question is Amir Media's back. Does Meghan have other children by other men who were adopted out?
You know, I know there's a lot of rumors about it, but I don't know. There's some pictures that she looked pretty pregnant with a guy that she was with, Doria, and this guy that looked Latino. Meghan was about in her late teens, 17, 18. It was at the time that she had had a fallout with her father. I mean, it was a period of time between her finishing high school before starting university. She had a fallout with her father. And I don't know. I don't know. She looked pretty pregnant. There, she looked pretty pregnant for reals. unlike the pregnancies with Archie and Lily. And I mean, I have to do air quotes that because I actually went and looked at some footage, yesterday because, and I'm looking. I mean,
I'll refer the viewers to part one with Paula, which was published yesterday, for the moon bump section and the yacht girl section as well. We've got a question from V. Laurie. Royal birth has to be witnessed. When Kate gave birth, doctor came out and made a statement. Also, Prince William took the same oath Prince Philip took in 1953. What does that tell you?
Yes, thank you for the question, V. Laurie. There used to be law. I was talking to Sean about it, that laws arise from need, out of need. If somebody steals, oh, we have to create a law because, okay, how to punish that, right? So because there was so much fraud ongoing with the queens who couldn't provide a legitimate heir, they would smuggle children, or if the child, childbirth was very horrible back then. So if they died, the child died, or was if it wasn't a male, they would sneak out, the children would sneak some of the children. So this is why, one of the reasons why they would isolate the women. They would, put blind binds, they would like closet, shut the doors and windows and everything because they were worried. And even then they managed to sneak things in, So it became mandated that the home secretary had to be present, among other two or three others, but the home secretary had to be present. But when the queen started giving birth, gave birth to Charles, it was abolished. The law was annulled, but it became an understanding, unfortunately. Too bad they didn't write it in law, because that's how people get out of it now. Oh, well, it's not really law, but it's been the custom that they put the easel with the doctor's signature who witnessed the birth and were part of the delivery of the child. But with Meghan Markle, they don't know what time, we don't know which hospital, nothing is done. And all the documents, all that information must be public record for the child to be part of the line of succession. And this is just a bunch of series of anomalies that have been allowed to permeate the entire monarchy, which takes credibility away from the monarchy.
Got another question from Mia, and it is, do you think Meghan Markle was really invited? Why do you think that she didn't attend?
I think Charles can take the children if they can. No, he can't take the children. That's not it. I think she was invited. Had she not been invited, she would be crying racism. And we know that this woman cannot keep things in. So I believe that she was invited. I believe that she was not granted the role that she got. I believe, and this is a very personal belief, that the royal family is not willing to go that far along with the grift that she has going on. And I don't know if you read the newest blind item where they claim that Meghan Markle is pregnant again. Again, I mean, the surrogate might be pregnant again, probably. So, and Charles can't take the children away. They're not, it's not about taking the children. When Princess Diana got divorced, Charles and Princess Diana got divorced, she didn't lose custody of the children. It's but and let's keep in mind that these children are residing in the United States. They're residents of the United States. They're American citizens. The mother is residing in California. I mean, that's the worst place to live if you want to get divorced as a man. So there is no way that Harry will ever get custody of those children. I mean, full custody. He will have shared custody, but he won't be able to reside anywhere else other than California. I don't think Meghan would allow the children to go to the United Kingdom because she will cite that she's worried that the children will be prevented from going back. So I don't see the children going anywhere to the UK at the moment.
Question from Robin Smart. King Charles did look exhausted. Do you think he was uncomfortable? He did seem to appreciate William's kiss.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes, he looked awfully tired. I mean, this man has fought for 40 years. And let me tell you, he fought for 40 years or whatever, not to be Prince of Wales, but to have Camilla crowned. That wasn't Charles' coronation. That was Camilla's coronation. That was Charles' Charles' biggest achievement today was to have that crown put on Camilla's head. That was his biggest achievement. And it's very tiresome because he had to fight a lot of people for that. He has had to lie a lot. He has to make a lot of commitments and compromises with Parliament, with the church. I mean, it has been pretty terrible. And yes, he was very thankful because he knows that Prince William's support is absolutely vital for him. That's why he thanked them, because he had the other wanker on the side steps, on the fourth or third row, obscured by a feather, looking on him. And probably planning on writing the next book.
Simone has got a little objection here. What Paula is saying about Charles's lack of popularity is besides the point, I'm afraid. I don't like King Charles, but him being heir to the throne was his birthright. No question about popularity.
Simone, actually, I will suggest that you go to the royal.uk website and go to the succession part of the royal website. This is directly in the royal website. He was in the succession line, but it's not his birthright to be a monarch. That is determined, decided, offered by Parliament. There's already a precedent that happened before because Parliament has to offer the throne to the person. And once already before it was offered to somebody else because Parliament back then had more cojones than they do now. So it's not his birthright. He was in the line of succession, but it's Parliament because at the end of the day, this is a constitutional monarchy. So I suggest you go to the royal.uk, which is the monarchy's website. And you go succession, and you will see the law is there, and it tells you how it was and how it became about. And you will see that it didn't automatically belong to Charles, that the Parliament has to offer it.
Next one is from Desert Rose. One thing I always wonder, the palace made Harry look good. The scary thing is we don't really know what other people in the royal family are.
Yeah, I know. I've been saying this for the longest time. It's not people go, oh, but he was so popular, if he was well loved and blah blah blah. And I'm thinking, no, they did. Now you hear the real stories about, God, I know I should say about, but it's some Canadians, so I go like about. But you hear this real stories about Harry coming out, and it's they're pretty awful. So it makes you wonder what they hid even further. We've had people serve with him that they call him Bunker Harry. I mean, the hacking telephone scandal, William is telling Catherine that, Harry's passed the test with the help of an aide, or otherwise he wouldn't have been able to get in. All the stuff that they cleaned up after him. And I was talking to Sean about how much does Harry consume, in illegal substances, because a prolonged use of those substances, complete it takes away IQ from you, IQ points. And you don't get them back. You don't think clearly. You're basically high all the time. So I really do believe that the palace hid his drug abuse or drug addiction. I really do, because this is a guy who's gone on a public rampage in the United States promoting and endorsing the use of drugs. I mean, and Megan allowed it because she's not that bright either, contrary to popular belief.
All right, we've got a comment from Keza. Even if Diana was unstable before her marriage, she still would have been chosen to marry the Prince of Wales. Her sons and grandsons were planned to be future kings because of her family lineage.
Because you know what? Let's not forget that Charles dated Princess Diana's older sister. Okay? It's just that she was not naive enough. And she saw what was happening with Charles, what kind of character Charles was, and she said, I want none of it. You know? And if for anybody who comes and say, oh, but Camilla was the love of his life. No. Kanga, who died in 1997, a few months after Princess Diana. And I mean, Camilla, I hated her. She was her fiercest competition. The Canadian lady that Charles had a very heated affair, who would come to see him from Canada, and he would go whenever he was around. He did private trips to see her. She auctioned his letters, that his the letters she and they're authenticated letters. So it, this is not, I mean, she sold him for a lot of money. Up till 1992 or 1993, that he wrote to her. And these are the affairs that we know of. And they were all married women, like Camilla. And it really bothers me when people say, well, Princess Diana was having an affair with married men. So I didn't know that Charles was single at the time that he was having an affair. I didn't know that Camilla was single. I didn't know that Kanga was single. I didn't know the late Canadian lady was single. They were all married, you know, and it's, so no, I mean, I don't think Diana was chosen. I do think that she was, she's just the naive one who bit the bullet, really, and didn't know any better. You know, she thought, oh, she could change him. You know, she was, poor thing, bless her soul. You know.
On a lighter note, we got a question from Liz. Did you see the horse they had pulling the carriage? Her name was Meg.
I know. That was so funny. That was so funny. That was really, really funny. You know, everybody looked beautiful. I thought that it was a lovely thing. I didn't like the music very much. You know, I would have loved to see I Vow to Thee My Country. That song always gets me. I would have liked to see more traditional stuff. After all, it was the coronation of a British monarch. So it would have been nice to see the classics and stuff. But I mean, too much music, and then there was this choir, they were dancing. You know, I didn't understand that. It was a little bit woke. You know, I didn't understand the heads of state. I felt that more people from the UK should have been invited instead of having heads of state. You know, so this is something that I thought that Charles needed other people in the world to validate himself, because he probably knows he doesn't have very much acceptance. God knows what this man had to do in order to have Camilla crown, because
Did you see the horse that was backfiring, Paula?
yeah, I think that he was pulling Princess Catherine's and Prince William's coach, right?
There was a
The carriage.
horse that was in the procession on its own, and it kept going backwards and to the sides, and the guy couldn't get it. The rider couldn't
Yeah,
get it
but
under
was he
control.
pulling the cat? The he was in the carriage of Prince William and Princess Catherine.
I didn't see that it was pulling anything. It just seemed to be on
Oh
its
my goodness!
own.
Yeah, well, they're animals, you know. You have to be careful with that. People are. I mean, I love Prince William. I think how he looked. He looks amazing. Oh, I gotta say, you know, they were taking pictures of, you know, the church, taking pictures of above. I don't know why Harry goes on and on about William being bald, like, oh, it is a horrible thing. Has he seen himself? Those pictures were not flattering, you know? And it's like, I was looking at that, it's like, pot, kettle, Prince William. And I get a lot of people trashing Prince William. Oh, he's bald, so what? His face is gorgeous. This man is gorgeous. I mean, he's 6'4". His body is banging. You know, this guy knows how to wear a suit, you know? Harry, for some reason, looks always disheveled. He looks dirty. You know, he doesn't look well put together. Today, I don't know if he was swollen or if he's just overweight a little bit, because, you know, his face is like really chubby. I don't know if he has Botox or if he has fillers. I don't know, but he really does not look good. Ugh.
You got two questions from Chris Mundy. The first one is, why do the royals keep going on about climate change while flying around the world?
You know what? We should write to Buckingham Palace. You should ask that question, especially for the developer of Travelist, the initiative to a greener place. You don't need to travel places to see them. You know, that was one of the things that Harry was selling. It's all hypocrites. All of the people who attended, I think most of them were not flying in public transportation. They were going with private planes, a lot of them. So it's pretty rich, you know, that. But they like to lecture us on what to do and how to do it and make you feel bad about it. I don't like the hypocrisy of it all. You know, I think people should embrace their hypocrisy and just get over it, you know.
Chris also wants to know the rumors of Harry and Meghan living separate lives. Any
Actually,
intel?
yes. Apparently, there's very good intel that Megan spends most of her time at San Isidro Ranch, which is, I think, it's part of the Soho House. It's this place that she loves very much. She goes there all the time. And she spends most of her time with Marcus Anderson and this Asian guy, that I think is her hairdresser, her makeup artist, and doing her work. She's going a lot to LA now. Apparently she was seen around, looking for like a penthouse, you know, for her. So it is quite clear that Meghan's honeymoon period with Harry is over, because before you could not see Meghan without Harry, and now whenever she's at an event, she doesn't want him around. When it's her event, she doesn't want to hold hands with him. When it's his event, she's all over him, as if the event is prestigious enough. So it is quite interesting to see that how she's discarding him. The process started long ago.
Keza wants to know whether Harry and Meghan have an open relationship.
I don't think Harry knows that. I'm sure Harry hasn't gotten that memo. You know, it's like a little unpleasant surprise he's gonna get one of these days, you know, because she did the same to Trevor. I mean, poor Trevor, he got the ring in the mail. Literally, he got the ring FedEx to him. He thought he was happily married, you know. So there's a lesson for Harry to be learned there, because, you know, can you imagine getting ready? Trevor was actually getting ready to fly to Toronto to see Meghan, because for some reason she was one of the few actors that didn't want to fly back. She wanted to stay there because, of course, she was already having affairs with men, and she was yachting and doing all, because she was yachting, you know. And then she was living la vida loca, you know. So can you imagine getting ready? You think you're gonna see your loving wife, and suddenly ding dong the doorbell, and then you get a big envelope, and it's your ring and papers, your servant. And I want. I mean, that's how he found out. And it's so funny, because Mr. Markle, once, you know, one of the early interviews he did, he said that Meghan never lied. Do you remember that interview?
No,
You
wow.
don't remember that interview? When they asked him if Meghan lied, Piers Morgan is the one who asked him, and Dan Wooden asked him, has Meghan always lied, or, you know, or has she told mistruths? You know, for some reason, doesn't like the word lie. And Mr. Markle goes, no, she never used to lie. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, that's not true. You don't become this. She's not even a master liar, because she gets caught all the time. A good liar doesn't get caught. You know, this is what people don't understand. They say, oh, she's a master liar. No, she's not, because she gets caught.
What master liar is going to say, I never Googled the royal family?
Yeah, and did you see Prince Louis? Oh, I did this thing today. I said Prince Louis, you know, because when Charles was walking out, they started singing the national anthem. Prince Louis, how old is he? Five? He just turned five. He was
I think
singing the
so.
whole bloody thing. So he could teach Meghan Markle at once a thing or two, and I can guarantee you he didn't have to Google it.
So I know we touched on Doria's absence last night, but Marcus is asking if you know how many years in prison Meghan's mother served.
You know, I heard that she did 4 years. I heard that she got a sentence of seven or something like that, but she got out at three or four. And I know people say, oh, well, she would have not been able to be a social, I can't remember what her thing is. But if 7 years have passed, after you were convicted of something and you've done your time and the time frame has passed. And let's not forget, she wasn't really, her license was not for being a social worker. She was an assistant. She never actually got the social working thing. She was the assistant to that. And enough time had lapsed. And also, you can work. For example, if you rob a bank, you cannot work in finance, it kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that's just the way it is. But I don't think that whatever crime she committed, which most people think it was related to fraud with taxes, would have had any, or drugs, you know, would have had anything to do with mental health. So, what do you think, Sean?
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
No, I mean, I'm learning all this from you. So, yeah, I didn't really know
No.
much at all about.
I know because I researched I did a research, and actually, it's too bad Bookworm. And you know who's very good? The Royal Grift, because she's amazing at how she goes in. I don't have the time. I work at the farm all day, and then I run the school. You know, I have a charitable school, right? And so I have to produce and make money to keep the school going. So, but she has the Royal Grift goes into so much detail. It's not even funny. So you have, for example, in order to get the social worker, the assistant license that she got, it's like a permit to practice. She was still in the phases of, I think she was doing social work. She has to do a certain amount of time before she can actually get the license, and she was in that period. And why did she start so late in life? Because she had to wait a certain X amount of years before she can actually start working for that or apply for that. It happens a lot all the time. So, yeah, but that, I do believe something serious happened. I believe that Mr. Markle is covering it up. You know what? I don't think Samantha is covering it up, nor Thomas Markle Jr. What I think it happened is that they were at an age with, you know, when he hooked up with Doria. They were teenagers. They were not that interested in knowing much about Doria. I'm pretty sure that Doria kept things very shady as well, you know, and they didn't want to interfere with the father's relationship. From what Thomas Markle Jr. said, I mean, Doria was there only like, she only got knocked up immediately after they got pregnant in order, I guess, to ensure child support and alimony, whatever it was. And then she, within 2 years, the fights, they were divorced. So, I don't think Samantha and Thomas would know very much about Doria per se. And I don't think Mr. Markle is willing to tell them. I think there's a lot of things Mr. Markle is not telling Samantha nor Thomas Markle. But that's just my hunch.
Got a comment from Robin Smart. There is a Jewish boyfriend from Northwestern who rumored she married and he is raising their baby. His parents made him divorce her. Shotgun wedding, she trapped him, so the rumor goes.
I've heard about that, but you know what? I don't think it was at university. I really do think it's that boy, that Doria. I don't know if you guys can Google that picture. Picture Meghan Young marriage and Doria, and you will get a picture of Meghan Markle that looks really heavy. I mean, really heavy. She's wearing like a white thing. You can really see that woman is heavy. And a lot of people have said that she had breast implant. I don't think it's breast implant. I think it's a result of being pregnant because your breast in the first trimester get huge. You know, and even after you lose the baby or whatever, you still keep that because, yeah, I don't think, I think it's the result of, because at around that time in particular, her breasts were, yeah.
All right, so almost 600 in the live. If you've got any questions, put them in. We're working through them. I know we're running about 20 minutes behind. There's so many questions right now, but we'll keep them going. Mia, what do you think of the Markle family interview? Is it getting even? So payback or just getting paid or clearing the name and getting the truth out there?
You know, thank you for that answer, Mia, for that question, Mia. I suggest you go watch, after you watch this, of course, after I watched Sean's videos, the behavior panel guys, I think it's called. They did these four guys, and they did they you know kind of like analyzed thoroughly what this was, what the interview, the spotlight interview. And Chase in particular, he said that Samantha was being honest, that it wasn't much about money or everything, but it was mostly about repairing your image. How, because, you know, and he actually said, this is one of the guys from the behavior panel. He goes, I found that, you know, their feelings were honest. They were hurt. When you're hurt, you're spiteful. Obviously, you know, I don't know about you, but I get angry. It's not good to be Latina when you're angry. You know, it's not a fun thing for anybody around. So, and then you have, so he said there were honest feelings from Samantha Markle. She's spiteful. She's angry. She's hurt. And he said, had this been my family saying the things that Megan said about me, I wouldn't have taken it so graciously, because in my view, I would have reacted worse. And this is from Chase, the guy, one of the guys, you know, from the FBI and everything. So I believe Samantha. I don't know about Mr. Markle, but I believe Samantha. You know, Samantha's indignant about everything that's been happened to her. I would be too. I've been in her situation. When people are talking behind your back, you're losing friendships, you're losing jobs you don't even know. And then there's all these things that are being passed around behind your back and people don't tell you. You know, you lose your ability to earn a living, your reputation, and you don't understand why. You know, until of course we see the emails from Jason Knopf. And I don't get me started, Jason Knopf. I think he was a weasel, by the way. So,
Avid Gardner wants to know the significance of the colors today.
Oh, hello, Avid Gardner. Yes. You know what? I think Catherine was wearing, because she's the colonel in chief, I think, of this infantry. So she was wearing the colors, their colors. I think those are the uniforms that we're wearing. And Prince William also, he's the colonel in chief for something. So he was wearing, I can't remember the names of that. So they were wearing all of that. I love the tiara that, you know, it wasn't a tiara really. I really wish she would have worn Princess Diana's. She wore the earrings. And I thought that her dress was beautiful. Princess Charlotte looks so beautiful. She looks so pretty. Prince Louis looked gorgeous. I think that they crowned the wrong king today. I think that was one of the biggest mistakes they've done. And I can only imagine the strength of character that it required of William to kneel before Charles with Camilla behind, you know, because at the end of the day, had Charles been a half-decent husband, Princess Diana would have remained married to him. Had he at least tried to be loving to her, you know, instead of spreading rumors about her, she would have stayed there. And she would be alive. She wouldn't have gotten divorced. It's a chain, you know. Everything is like a ripple effect. You throw a little stone in the water, and the ripples are huge. And I think that's part of it. So I admire Prince William that, you know, he's very mature. Clearly, he has very healthy mental frame of mind, and I was very touched when Charles said thank you, because he knows what he's asking, what he asked of his son. He knows what he asked of his son.
Amid all those colors, Paula, did you see any Masonic imagery?
Pardon me? Yes,
did you see
actually,
any symbolism, you know, any Masonic symbolism?
I did look at that. Actually, the invitation was a little bit like that, if you ask me. There was a lot of that. I saw that. You know, I don't know why they're doing that, though. It's, I really don't know. I don't know if there's a cult going on. But I just, yeah. I just found that it's disturbing, you know. It's very disturbing, to say the least, you know.
Chris has said, do you think Charles will damage the monarchy beyond repair because he isn't as popular as his mother?
You know what? I'm going to say the same thing I say about Meghan. It's not what Charles does. It's what he's allowed to get away with. Because Parliament should have said no. Parliament should have offered the throne to Prince William under the excuse that Charles is too old, you know, because of his age and, you know, yeah, and it's too much expense because for somebody that old. And William was more qualified for that. I do believe that Charles is going to, just this act has, you can see it in his face. He knows that. You, if you saw him at the balcony, I mean, they did close up. You can see his face is not full of joy for somebody, you know, is this like, who's at the pinnacle of what he's always wanted. I thought he'd be like laughing, like, wow, Camilla, I did it. It wasn't like that. You could see William and Catherine and Prince Louis. Oh my God, bless his soul. I was enjoying my time watching Prince Louis and that balcony. I was like, ah, it was so lovely. And Princess Charlotte, she's so beautiful. That, I can guarantee you that even the, I have a lot of friends in England who are Republicans, right? And I don't know, this is like a couple of videos I did when the Queen died, when Prince Philip died, for some reason, I took it hard. I'm not going to lie. I was crying my eyes out. I talked to my friends and I said to Rob, I said, Rob, you know, the Queen died, you know, because I found him. You see the Queen died? He goes, what? The Queen? It's like, yeah. I go, oh my God. And I thought he'd be happy. And it's like, oh my God, not Her Majesty. Now it's Her Majesty, the Queen. And I was like, and it's like, and I said, but I thought you hated the monarchy. He goes, not the Queen. That doesn't apply to the Queen. The Queen is not the monarchy, you know? So you have the most staunch Republicans in the United Kingdom really sad about the Queen's passing or Prince Philip's passing, you know what I mean? And I can guarantee you that, at least from people I've talked to, that had William and Catherine been crowned today, it would be a huge coronation. It would have been a completely different mood, you know, like, yeah. That's just my opinion, but, you know.
Cor has asked you to speculate what you think Camilla will be saying this evening to King Charles.
You're my permanent tampon now. Then you want to be a tampon forever? He said, I got a lady send me a thing. He's a tampon king, you know. It's like, well, we did. You know, it's like, we did it. Yeah, you should see the comments. Did you see the comments on the BBC thing? I think at some point they had to turn them off. Got the tampon feeling, you know.
I used to have that conversation on my YouTube channel, but I took it down before I got in trouble.
Oh, sorry. Oops.
Yeah. No, the actual recording of them speaking, I've got it.
Oh, you did?
I've got it, yeah.
Well, it's all over the place. You can go Google it. It's still out there. You know,
yeah,
but we did it. We don't need to pretend anymore. You see, now people should be worried about Charles. Now people should be worried because before Charles had to kiss people's ass to get Camilla crowned, he doesn't have to do that anymore. What is Parliament going to do? Take the crown back?
Gary wants to know how Prince Harry had the cheek to show up.
Because he has no shame. I mean, I am surprised that people, you know, have you seen this guy has no shame? And I do believe that Harry's too drugged up. I mean, his face is very unhealthy. Some people told me that he was together yesterday with, you know, there was a dinner at this place, at this private members thing. And apparently he was snuck in privately because he arrived yesterday. So apparently he was there with Beatrice, the Tyndalls, Prince Andrew, Princess Anne. Apparently they got together and he was there. They just didn't want to show him in public, and there's private entrances at that place. This is why you see them also chummy today when he showed up. They were all together. You know, did you see that? Like Princess Eugenie, who I can't stand the York girls. You know, I think they're as shady as F. And yeah, I think it's, yeah. This is, you know, it's very telling that nobody wanted to perform at the concert. They had a hard time getting people to perform at the concert today. Kylie Minogue was always, I mean, she used to be very good friends with Charles. She declined to perform. She's not performing anywhere else. You know, I thought for sure she'd be there.
Robin's asked, is Soho House really a pimp facilitator, a gold digger's paradise?
Well, I don't know if I call it that publicly. But let me put it this way. There are girls that are hired to walk the carpet, to look after VIP customers. And the fact that Meghan Markle, I don't know why people haven't picked up on this, that in the book, Harry says how he was so amazed how Meghan Markle was able to sneak him into the room. Clearly, she showed an ease at doing that. I mean, an alarm bell would have gone in my head. It's like, wait a minute, how many times has this girl done this? You know, and it was on the 1st of July, on Princess Diana's birthday, that they hooked up. So this is how much of a predator Meghan Markle is. The problem with Meghan Markle, she gets that job half done. I'll tell you why quickly. She managed to hook the guy. She managed to marry the guy, but everything has gone to hell. Now she needs to hire super PR agencies to convince them to hire her, to convince the world that she is an okay actress and somebody, because she clearly herself, even with the title, can't do it. Had I been Meghan Markle, as I was telling you before, Sean, I would have worked my butt off in the United Kingdom. I would have made myself be so loved. I would have, because the Queen didn't have very long to go. Right? So she would have waited. She would have been at this ceremony today, very well loved, probably one of those carriages, right? With whatever children they claim to have. And then I would have taken off. Oh, I miss my home. You know? But no. Arrogance, the narcissism got to her. She was too important for everybody else. The monarchy is beneath her now. So I think that, yeah, she's very stupid. I don't think she's a smart person. I don't really keep calling her smart.
Question from Mia. What about the no-kiss snub Meg done on the big screen to humiliate him?
Yeah, I agree with you, because you see the Lakers, they don't just show them. They have to, for celebrities, they have to warn them in advance that they're going to be shown on that, and they have to agree to that, right? So Meghan knew they were going to do that. So she must have rehearsed and practiced what she was going to do when she got that. So I think that she was trying to get a point across to the world, which is, I'm done with Harry. This idiot doesn't know it. So this is when you tell me whether they have an open relationship. I don't think Harry knows it. You know?
All right. Sammy has said, Tom Bauer said in GB News, he had it from a good authority that Doria spent 9 years in prison related to drugs. How is Tom Bauer not being sued if that was false? Those are big accusations.
Well, this is the first time I hear that Tom says she spent 9 years. I know that he said that she was a drug dealer. That's when Mr. Markle met her. I haven't heard that, to tell you the truth. I have to Google it and check. You know, I do Google. I'm like Meghan, I do Google things, you know. I haven't. Tom Bauer hasn't been sued, because if they sue him, then they will have to prove that he's wrong, and they don't want to bring that out. You know, you just can say, well, he's wrong. They have to demonstrate that he's wrong, and they know that a Pandora's box will be open if they do that. So Doria's shady. You know, her father died under very shady circumstances, and then that house that she lived in, I don't know if she's still there, in Compton, she inherited, and there was a fight with the brothers and stuff like that, with the black side of the family, because by law, the father didn't have a will, so it should have been, this, you know, the little house should have been part of it all, everybody. But somehow he died in an accident. He tripped and fell, and she kept the house.
Mia wants to know, have you heard about Harry and Meghan paying Doria $10 million?
You know, I haven't heard $10 million, but apparently, if you Google and you look at Doria's wealth, it comes up as $9 million. She's the CEO and the financial officer as well, CFO, chief financial officer of a charity. No, not a charity, of a retirement home for the elderly that provides services for the elderly, cash only. They have to pay cash only. And it was founded when they started getting together, and her net worth, if you Google, is $9 million. So I don't know where they got that from.
Wow.
Yeah, her net worth. While you're there, if you have access to the computer, Google Doria Ragland's net worth, and you'll see it's $9 million, around $9 million. This is a woman who went from fighting to inherit that little house in Compton to having $9 million on the website.
Rapunzel wants to know, how's Charles going to make out without Jimmy Savile telling him what to do?
Exactly. Well, you know, actually, the guy that I'm worried about the most, what was the name of the aide that got fired or that they got blamed for the Cash for Honors thing?
Oh, I can't remember.
His name is Michael, the one that used to squeeze the toothpaste. I think that's who he's missing the most, but they had to put a fall guy, you know, for that. Course, I follow a TikToker. She's a historian. And she's funny because she said something, not funny, but she actually had a point. She said that people are so hung up on whether Harry's cheating on Meghan, whether Charles cheated on Meghan. And she says, let's really talk about why the monarchy shouldn't. She's Dutch. She's anti-monarchy. Why the monarchy shouldn't exist, for example, what you should really be looking into, like the cash, the 3 million cash suitcases handed over to Charles, you know, his relationship with Jimmy Savile, Peter Ball, the Cash for Honors access with this other guy, his letters, his political letters to Parliament, which is unconstitutional, all of that. And she's like, she went on a list. She said, never mind whether Meghan made Catherine cry. How about the fact that Prince William has literally inherited $1.2 billion with the Duchy of Cornwall without any tax, paying any tax.
Wow.
Because that's what's happened, literally. The Duchy of Cornwall has been given to William without 1 cent spent on tax for him getting it.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just changing my battery. Keep going. So Fibra wants to know whether Harry has had his inheritance from his mother yet.
Yeah, he's had it for a while. I believe he's had it for a while. But what it is in a trust. And I don't think he can break the trust without paying a lot of taxes. So I think it's like he lives off investments and stuff that it was made because somebody was managing the trust. So I think he was he's living off like interest or dividends from the trust, which is not very much. If he wants to get the bulk of it, I don't know if he's able to dissolve the trust. I don't know.
So this question relates to our guest who's postponed till tomorrow, who's celebrating, let's say, the coronation, Matthew Stiefels. Will you ask Paula what she thinks of Fergie? Does she like her as much as Matthew Stiefels?
She's a cow. She's a criminal. This woman should have been in jail when she was caught on camera selling cash for access. I still don't understand why. And this is, you know, this is why I get so angry with what's going on with the parliament, not keeping the current royal family honest, transparent, and come what it may. You know, like Charles, somebody made a question. I'm sorry, I forgot to answer it. That the Duke of Windsor, Edward VIII, was made to abdicate. Because before, they enforced the rules. Now they don't. Now they don't want to enforce it because it looks too much. Why not? The rules are there for a reason. I even suggest that I think Sarah should have been sent to prison for 2 years, which it was a mandatory minimum for the kind of crime she committed. And she's been living on a very expensive welfare for the UK because she's been living rent-free in one of the royal residences. This woman should have been homeless by now. She was broke. I mean, she's a disgrace. Well, you know that I don't like her by now, so.
You got a bit of pushback from Lucia here. Paula, you don't know that Charles and Diana would still be together. They had nothing in common besides the boys. Paula thinks she knows everything. Her background is not British, obviously.
Thank you for that, Lucia Miller Books. I don't think the Queen didn't have very much in common with Prince Philip. They were complete opposites. You don't need to have anything in common sometimes. You just need to love somebody and respect the person you're with. Like Prince Philip said, you know, the same thing Prince Philip said about Meghan, he said about Camilla. You play with them, you don't marry them. Okay? Now, what does Charles have in common with Camilla? Camilla is not a well-read woman. She's not an artist. She's not into arts for real, but Charles is. She was just his mistress who got along with him, basically, you know, said, oh, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. Went along with everything he said. He had more in common with Kanga, the lady that he was actually in love with, Lady Kanga. She was artistic. She had her own shop. She was from society. He really was taken by her. So you don't need to have everything in common. Sometimes relationships thrive. Look at the queen. I go by it. Look at the queen and Prince Philip. Completely the opposite. Prince Philip was very intellectual man. He spoke, have you heard him? He spoke German fluently, French fluently. I mean, at one point I thought he was going to speak Spanish. Now that's how great he was. A well-traveled man. The queen was not. But they loved each other and they had what they had respect. They knew what the job was. He understood the assignment. And if he had any affairs, we still don't know about them, do we? And he respected the queen enough not to have his mistress come to the castle and rearrange the furniture every weekend. So that, you know, when the queen came back on Monday, the queen would get the message that, you know, the mistress had been there. So I don't need to be British. I am Canadian. You know, we grew up with the monarchy as well. We're part of the Commonwealth for as long as I remember.
See, viewers, we do not just take all sweetness and light and positive questions. We answer your objections as well. This is a balanced reporting. And we've got one from Mia here. Queen Elizabeth didn't have scone of stone under chair. Wonder if Charles did. And why was some private screened off to the public when swearing to us we can't see?
Oh, she means the anointing. Well, the anointing is supposed to be very private between church and monarch. So this is why it should be only be witnessed from, as far as I know, between, you know, church, God, and the monarch. So this is why they give that privacy. You know, they put those screens there. So that's a very sacred oath. And so that's why I believe they did that. And I do believe that the queen had, I don't know if she means the stone of destiny from that was flown from Scotland. It was there under the queen's chair. It's just you didn't see it because she had her long gown and stuff like, but it was there.
All right. We're almost caught up with the questions. If you've got any final questions, put them in the chat now, wherever you are in the world. We've got almost 700 on the live. And Expiadiosius, what do you think Diana's big news was that would have collapsed the monarchy?
You know what? I really don't know. I think she was about to announce. I think she just said it for saying it, just out of spite, you know, because she knew that. Let's face it, you know, Princess Diana, this is one of the haters. Said, oh, she's like Meghan. She was desperate after the press. Really? I mean, Princess Diana used the press because she knew they were after her, and she used them for whatever means. That was her only tool against the monarchy, against Charles. You know, like, I mean, Charles gave a huge interview bitching about, oh, what's they call, you know, my mom doesn't like me, you know, my dad doesn't like me, my life is so hard, you know. And all Princess Diana had to do was show up in a little black dress.
Selena's wondering how the special anointing is made.
You know, I think that that's a special oil that is brought, I don't know from where. I don't know if it's from Israel. I think Charles did a trip or something. I think it's a special oil that they use. And basically they anoint his hands, his chest, and his forehead. And then he swears every time they anoint him, he gives an oath there. But it's supposed to be sacred and private between himself and God. And the archbishops... Yeah, the archbishops are the ones who do the anointing. And after that, you know, he's the head of the church. He's God. He is God's representative. He's the equivalent of the Pope, for reals. Not the archbishop. It's the king. It's the monarch.
What do you think, Paul, about leaders throughout history always claiming that they're appointed by God?
Pardon me?
All these leaders throughout history claiming they're appointed by God. What do you think about that?
Oh, God. No. No, you know, I am, again, I'm a Catholic. But even I have a healthy dosage of, you know, given all these candles and everything that's going on with every church. If you look at what's happened to the Dalai Lama. Oof. I'm surprised the Dalai Lama wasn't there because I know that he had been originally invited. And now they invited the vice president of China instead, when I remember Charles condemned the queen when she had the president of China come to, and then he made a big show of welcoming the Dalai Lama and at Clarence House at the same time, I think it was, in protest. I go to church when there's nobody around. My dad was an atheist, but I remember when I had health issues. That's the only time I would hear him pray to God, even though he was an atheist, you know. So I do believe that we want to believe in something bigger than us. And this is why the monarchy, you know, it's such a powerful thing, because we want to believe in something greater than us, and we want people who represent that to be better than the average us. This is why the queen was so loved with Prince Philip, because whatever their failings as humans, they always represented, at least in public, stability, the values of everything, you know, that we want to believe in. People want to have a happy marriage. You know, people, what do you think Cinderella is so popular? People love the happy ending. You know, like, I'm a big Star Trek. I think I love Star Trek because, you know, they always win. You know, it's like, it's like Air Force One. I love that movie because at the very end, Harrison Ford, get off my plane. You know, the evil always is defeated. And I have a feeling that people feel uncomfortable with the monarchy. At least I do, because I don't quite feel that evil was defeated. You know, it's like, I do feel that the wrong things prevail. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Next question is from Angela Thompson. Sean, did you find out where Matthew Steeples is going this evening? I imagine he's in, is it called the Magnet, that pub in Broadstairs? So viewers, we've moved Steeples to 6 p.m. tomorrow. I'm going to urge the viewers to bombard him on Twitter and tell him he bloody well better show up. Pamela has asked about the use of a surrogate. So Pamela, I'm going to refer you to part one that we did yesterday with Paula. I don't want to get into that whole thing again right now and repeat it, but we did 2 hours with Paula. It was published last night. It's on the channel. I'll put a link to it in the description box. I'll refer you to that. Yeah. If there's any final questions on what's happened today, put them in the chat now, because we are almost completely caught up. Angela has asked, is Prince Philip's mother buried at the Mount of Olives?
I think so. I think that's where she's buried. I mean, that was a fantastic lady's life, you know, like that is a very interesting life, that lady, Prince Philip's mother is. I've done very deep, a lot of stuff in her. I'm actually going to do some videos about it, because she was unbelievable. I mean, that lady, what Freud did to her is not nice. This lady was amazing, I think. And I think he gets a lot of it from his mom, because she was deaf and she spoke languages. And Prince Philip, he was fluent in French. I speak French, but I speak with an accent. But he was fluent, and he switched German, French, English. You know, it's like very intelligent man. I loved him. He was a man's man. I love Prince Philip.
I'm not going to put this question on the screen because it's a bit risque, and I'll paraphrase it carefully. Oh. Paula, have you heard about Diana finding him in bed with the butler? Not suggesting anything sexual.
Who? Charles with the butler?
Charles, allegedly. Allegedly.
Well, you know that they said that the Duke of Windsor was gay as well?
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yes, that he had male lovers. That they would do that. And Charles sometimes, you know, I don't know, but it's just that closeness he had with that butler of his, that Michael, I think his name, I'm trying to think of his name. I think it's Michael something. Michael Fawcett. Isn't it Michael Fawcett, his name?
I don't know.
Or something like that? The butler, or his assistant now, he said that he could imagine his life without anybody except him.
Moving on to the next question then, Ms. B, what do you think of Camilla's grandchildren and sister front and center on the balcony?
I thought it was disgusting. I won't even let you finish that. because I thought for a while that Catherine and William weren't there because they were put all the way to the corner. And I kept thinking, not even George, you know, who was one of the pages. It's all the pages. No, Camilla's sister, front and center. This is why I'm telling you. Today wasn't Charles' coronation. It was Camilla's coronation.
Scott is wondering what comes first, the lizard or the monarch?
It was shameful. I was actually, you know, for a while, I thought that the Willises hadn't come to the balcony. And then I was like, wow. I mean, blink and you miss. Except that the cameras were taking, you know, but literally they were at the far side. You know, and to me, I really think it's not as much of Charles's choice. I think it's Prince William's choice to say, you know what, I'm going to serve you, but I'm going to keep my distance. That's my feeling I got.
Huge thank you, viewers. We have worked through all the questions. More importantly, huge thank you to Paula. Her link for her channel is at the top of the description box. Please go over and subscribe to her and support her work. If you didn't see part one, we did 2 hours with Paula. It was published last night. That is also now in the description box. Paula, can you tell people then where they can find you and support you?
Yes, of course. Go to my channel, Paula M. I think it's, you just have to Google Paula M or Paula PMM. And it's on YouTube and you'll find me. I'm on TikTok as well. Gatito 1968. But I spend most of my time on YouTube whenever I'm free. So thank you very much. You know, and you know what? We don't always have to agree. Actually, tomorrow I'm doing a live with the Angry Bootnick. And we don't agree on a lot of things sometimes, you know. And it's funny because, you know, we get into, and people, you know, they tell us, well, you got this. And I love it. I love it because I remember the times when people used to have healthy debates and laugh about it. Now people get angry instead. So, you know, you can ask any questions. You may say, you know what, I don't agree with that. And I'm like, fine. I respect that. Good. You know, it's good not to have, you know, sycophants all the time.
The only way to learn is by talking to people and not singing from the same hymn sheet.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's lovely, you know, and I love your channel. I'm a big fan. So I love the guests, and I hope Matthew shows up tomorrow. I think you should tell people which club is in just to punish him.
The Magnet. Is it the Magnet in Broadstairs? I'm guessing, allegedly. And Paula, you said you've been enjoying the John Wedger content recently.
Pardon me?
You said you've been enjoying the John Wedger content, Madeline McCann.
Yes, I have. I mean, I love it. I love that. I couldn't put, you know, my. I did a video about, and Ron also. I like Ron's the lives and stuff that he has, but I can't put it down. I love what's happening with Madeline McCann, and I mean, I can't believe it. One of the things I was talking about just quickly. I don't know how much time it was. Just like how each prime minister that has come, because there's been quite a few. I mean, this Madeleine McCann thing has been going on for, what, 20 years now? Or how many years?
Yeah, it's got a
I think
long
Cristiano
time, yeah.
was still at Manchester United when that happened, in a way, you know, originally. Every prime minister has supported financing of this madness.
Millions, millions.
No, and these, the parents have not been questioned to date. It is unbelievable. I really do think that a huge injustice has been done to this little girl by not pursuing justice for real, what come what may. And I do believe that the links are very nefarious between the father and that woman. Because I'm a mom. I remember one time, Hendrik, I wanted to kill him because I was in London, in Richmond, actually. I don't know, for Christmas, you know that there's a little plaza right by, when you get out of the station in Richmond Station, on the left-hand side, there's a little plaza, and they had Christmas trees there. And my son, I remember, he hid for fun. He was like 6 years age, and I was like, I can't find Hendrik anywhere. I just felt my stomach disappear, and I started shouting and screaming. And I remember people were asking me, what do you look like? You want to say as much as possible. To make sure that they find your kid. The little prick was right around hiding behind one of the trees, you know, and then he finally got in trouble with me. But I don't understand why they haven't done that as a parent. And then, you know, one of the things I've always asked, and I've been called out that I don't know anything, and people use culture, oh, you're not British. The fact that if she really thought her daughter was abducted, then she leaves smaller children and she runs out. And one of the things that I always said to people, it wasn't that close as they always claim, because had it been that close, her shouting, her screaming would have been heard. But she knew she had to run out to there because that's how far it was. You know, but that's just, I am absolutely disgusted that each prime minister, because there's been changes in government, and they're all supported. I don't know. To me, that's the most baffling part.
Mm-hmm. Right, we're going to end here. Huge thank you, Paula, again. Thank you, viewers. Much love and respect wherever you are watching this in the world. Tune in tomorrow for Steeples. Will he show? Will he no show? Take care, everyone. Thank you.